We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos and Mishnah Lamed Aleph Siv Ches says the Mechaber Ein Osin LaChaluk Elakorich Ala Smartud. You're not allowed to make this certain type of shirt or some type of clothing that they used to make for the baby to wrap him up. Rather, you just take a rag and wrap it around the baby. V'im ain't low. If you don't have a rag to wrap around the baby, korich al etzbo derech malbo shalshanos miderech otzal b'chol, or maybe derech chatzar acheres, so feel nishtatu yachad. Then you can carry it by wrapping it around your finger, which would be considered like you are wearing it like a piece of clothing. So it would not be the regular way of carrying on Shabbos, and you would carry it through a chatzar, which would not be a dorah. But you would not be allowed to carry it in a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, since this is not entirely derech malbush, it is not mutter outright. Siv test. Bizman chachmei ha-gemara, im lo hayu rochatzim esav valad lefnei ha-mila, ulachar ha-mila, uvyom shlishi la-mila, b'mayim chamen hayim esukan. During the time of the gemara, they used to feel that the baby needed to be washed on the first 3 days. Lefichach nisku lichto mishpato kishachal yos ha-shabbos, they would need to do so even on Shabbos. Ve'idna lo naga b'rchis ha-klal. Nowadays, Nishtanu hatvaim, times have changed, we do not need to wash them. V'dinu lechus v'shabbos im ratzu kidin rechitzas kol adam. Therefore, the din of washing a baby on Shabbos is the same as washing any other person. The Rama says, V'dinu se'ilu nogem lerachtzu lefnei amil b'chamen shuchma mi'asmol ulachar mil matzai Shabbos. Our minhag, says the Rama, as we feel that the baby does need to be washed, so we allow ourselves to use water which was heated up from before Shabbos, can use that on Shabbos to wash the baby, and then again after Shabbos. If the third day was on Shabbos, and we think we need to wash him, we will heat up the water before Shabbos, and we can wash him with the hot water on Shabbos, since it was heated up before Shabbos. Obviously, this is assuming a standard case, but if the case is that it appears that the baby will be in danger if he is not washed, then of course we will machal Shabbos for him, because it would be a regular case of a chol sheish v'sakana, which we are machal Shabbos for. Over here is where the Mishnah Berurah brings the very important machlokets between the Tash Beitz and the Shachar Magen Avraham, or a case of a baby who was not given a bris milah on the eighth day for whatever reason. If the baby was sick, a chol kol gufo, that it was unable to have the mila at the appropriate time, and it was pushed off, so one is not allowed to do a mila that is not on the appropriate date on Thursday or Friday, because we are afraid, well, he only says it about Thursday, because we are afraid that since the third day after the mila is the worst, you might have to be mechal Shabbos because of that mila which was done on Thursday. So therefore, we don't do the bris mila on Thursday when it is not the eighth day, in order to avoid being Mechal al Shabbos for this baby. However, that is a Tashbeitz, but the Shach and the Magen Avram and the Eli Rabba all disagree and say, no, you need to do the Mila as soon as possible. We do not need to be concerned for the water, for the Chil Shabbos, which is going to occur on Shabbos. So therefore, most are Megal when it comes to the Thursday Bris for the Nidcheh. However, there are some who remain Machmir not doing so. And there are those who say the same thing when it comes to Friday, that you might have to do the Chil Shabbos on the next day of Shabbos, and therefore both Thursday and Friday, they do not do so.